9 days.
9 days of the time.
We tell you at the beginning of Perek Chof Hei, Vayikra, the parasha of Shvi'is, the Torah says, Ki savor lo oretz Hashem, inoise lachem, v'shofso oretz Shabbos la'Hashem, sheish shonim tizra sodecho, v'sheish shonim tizra v'kamcho v'choli v'chole. Which is one of the psukim of the Makoris of Shvi'is. The kasha that the Mephoshim ask on these psukim is that l'choyre, the order is faket. It should have started to say sheish shonim tizra. A person first starts seeding, a person starts doing various melachas, and only then the shavsa oretz, and then the land ki'ilu rest, whatever that means. Isn't that normal, the seder dvorim, how a person does something? And ba'etzim we can ask the same kasha the gabi Shabbos as well, the way the Torah brings down Shabbos. Zochesh yoyim ha-Shabbos l'kadshoi, and then sheishes yomim tavoid v'asisa kol malachtecho. And l'choyu the kasha is again the Mephoshim ask, l'choyu the seder sfaket. It should have first said, sheishes yomim tavoid, that a person works, and only then zochesh yoyim ha-Shabbos l'kadshoi. Answers the Slonima in the Siv Shalom in Parashas Bahar, a tremendous Yisoid. And he says the Yisoid over here is, we know that Shabbos Kodesh is the Tachlis of the Bria. We know this from Aruch Haim HaKodesh and Parashas Bereishis, other Marmakodemus as well, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world for Shabbos Kodesh. Mimela. The Torah is telling you, Zohar Shoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, the first thing you have to know is the Tachlis HaBriya. The Tachlis HaBriya is Shabbos Kodesh, when a Yid is more bedavik to the Rabbeinu Shalom, was on a high Madrega, Baruch Nias, V'chulei. And only then a person can realize, once he knows the Tachlis of the world, he can go weiter. The Meir Zut Shalom, and the same thing also when it comes to Shvi'is. His Lashon over there is, that we know that Shvi'is is Shabbos LaHashem, as we state in Torah. And he writes that Mitzvah Shmita, he gamkin kol atachlis v'hakiyum shel yeshivas Eretz Yisrael v'alkol nikra Shabbos. It's a moedik azach. Zug d'shalom, the whole tachlis that we're sitting here in Eretz Yisrael, the mesivas nefesh, each kafi, his madrega, is dafka in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Shvi'is. And I thought this was a nice akdoma to discuss what we're going to discuss Beis Hashem tonight. Last week we discussed the inyonim of Shmitas Karka, how to be negay with the Gabi, the Avodas HaKarka, what you had to do, what not to do, what's negay, what's not negay. Today we want to speak about the Hagdoma to the next year. Tonight's shiur is purely a Hagdoma to next year. The next year obviously we'll be discussing, which will be the shiur, exactly how to deal with Peirish Shvi'is, how to cook them, how to peel them, how to throw them out, all these shiurs. But the first understanding that we have to have is, what has Kedusha Shvi'is? And this is obviously one of the most sadistic kashas and shvi'is, to understand what has Kedusha Shvi'is. And if the person knows what has Kedusha Shvi'is, it's negated to so many situations. Number one, obviously, how does he deal with certain fruits and vegetables? Number two, when a person goes to a sadeh, we spoke about last week, a person can go to a sadeh, that's hefka. So he goes to the place over there, he starts picking all sorts of things. He has to know what he's allowed to pick, what he's not allowed to pick. Not everything that's in a field during the seventh year, a person has a heter to pick stuff. Has immediate automatic Kedusha Shvi'is. There are certain things that do, certain things that don't, and we have to obviously discuss the Gedorim tonight to discuss exactly what's considered to be Kedusha Shvi'is, what's not got Kedusha Shvi'is, and then obviously we can get by to understanding what to do with the actual Beis. So we'll start like this. Be'etzem states in the Mishnah, in the Ramban and Atoy, also in the Parashah of Adem, but in the beginning of Chof Hei, tells us the one klal that you have to know with Kedusha Shvi'is is, any fruits or vegetables, anything that is roy for achilas odo or achilas behema, that was grown in Eretz Yisrael on a land that belonged to a yid, is Kedusha Shvi'is. That's the klal gadol. I will say again, there's exceptions to the rule in different situations. Peiros of goyim, we'll see peiros of the ma'aser, there's a heter, this, that, and the other, that we'll get to. About Kaponim, that's the Yisoid. Anything that's a Michael Behema or a Michael Odom, if it was grown in Eretz Yisrael in the seventh year on a land that belonged to a Yid, is Kedusha Shvi'is automatically. That's the general Yisoid. What is considered included in that? The Ainu, vegetables and fruits. What's the Geir? So in the Maisa we know that Shvi'is starts from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Right? Beginning of Rosh Hashanah to the end, to the next Rosh Hashanah, the next year, that's when it ends. that is not the klal when it comes to fruits and vegetables. Which means we can't walk into a fasada and we'll just say, alright, fruits and vegetables, it's 2 days, 3 days after Rosh Hashanah, everything is shnitta, we can go along and pick whatever we want. It's not that way. What's the pshat? So the Maaseh, we have a tremendous service on the Mishnayos and the Rishonim without going into all the Makomos now, because it's not mamash the Makom for that. And that is the difference between fruits and vegetables. When it comes to fruits, the Mishnah tells us Mufurish, we go basa chanota. Chanota is a machloikis. Yesh omim, it means when the bud comes out of the flower. Most posts can go with the erech a third grow. That is the kaleya to something having kedusha shvius. Which means, if it comes into the Shemitah, if when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, this fruit is already on the tree and it's over the erech a third grown, it's got no kedusha shvius whatsoever. You can get it 6 months down the line, it's still considered to be 6th-year produce. And again, you'll see this in many, many shops around the country. You'll see one of the signs amongst the 4 or 5 different signs that we're going to discuss tonight that will be in the stores of a person to realize where he should shop, how he should shop, what he should buy, what he shouldn't buy. One of them is going to be this sign. And that is going to be Paris. Maybe not so much negated by Yerokas, but by Paris, it's going to be from the 60th. And really, again, it can happen sometimes months and months and months after Rosh Hashanah. The reason is, again, we go basa chanota. Chanota means when it's be'erach a third, and therefore if it reached a third before Rosh Hashanah, it does not have kedusha shvius. If you can pick it in the middle of the 7th, doesn't bother us. It doesn't make enough kumin when you pick it, it goes basa when it is grown. Masha ein kein. If you have a fruit, for example, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that was nothing. Nothing under a third. And it grew on from Rosh Hashanah all the way through in the year, even if you picked it in the 8th year, it has kedusha shvius, which is again something you have to be makpid on, very, very careful, especially when it comes to canned produce, which can sometimes be 2 years after Shemitah. You can still get canned things. We'll discuss it again. Yayin, just last year, after Purim, Motzah Purim, a fellow came to me. He got shlachmonos from somebody. This year, Mamash, just after Purim now, he got shlachmonos and he got yayin that was from Oitzebeis and Kedusha Shvius. Mamash, so we come up 7 years, 6 years after the previous Shvius. And the person has to be very, very careful. The chutzpahs, it's very negaya. I spoke out last time, it's negaya, we'll get to it by flowers. For example, in America, 30% of flowers all come from Eretz Yisrael. Fruits very often go to America, go to Europe, and all sorts of places. Especially when it comes to holiday time, people are going all over the place. You have to be makpid on these things. By fruits, it could be negaya from the middle of the year all the way to half a year after Shvius even. Vegetables don't work that way. Vegetables, we go basa nekita. Nekita means when you pick it. It doesn't make enough kumina how it grew, when it grew, how big it was, how small it was, Rosh Hashanah came in. If you picked it during the 7th year, during Shvius, it's automatically got kedusha Shvius. Now, that's all if it grew before Shvius. A vegetable that grew on Shvius itself, the Hainu, grew during the 7th year, will be Osa al Svichim, which is something we have to explain at a different time, which means a tremendous arichas, because this is something you have to be extremely careful when you go to all sorts of places and you eat all sorts of Heksherim. Here is something you have to be extremely makpid on, because Svichim is something which is mamish, it's all over the place, and therefore a person has to be extremely makpid to make sure that it doesn't be mentioned in this halacha. So again, fruits, we go basa when it grew, vegetables, we go basa nekita when it was picked. That's the general klal, which means, as a dollar portion, a person goes into a sodeh 3 days after Rosh Hashanah, and there's a beautiful apple that's on the tree over there, or even if you go 2 months after Rosh Hashanah, and there's a beautiful apple on the tree, lav davka, can you take that apple? Person has to be very careful. People don't know these halachas. They go to sodas, people start running around to all sorts of places. You know, here in Yerushalayim, we have to have a few places that you can go to. Well, again, we'll speak about it in a moment, but Tesco, you can go there, you can take whatever you want. But again, you have to know this halacha is klal. You have to know that halacha is attacked with kedusha shvius. If it hasn't got, if it's not kedusha shvius because it was fairly well before, it will not help you. Next, what's the din of these papers? Babies that were born, that were grown during the 7th year, what's the halacha at this time? So again, state Mishnah, Ramban, other Rishonim, they are 100% Hefka. Hefka means that the Baal, the owner of the Sada, has absolutely no key on it whatsoever. He cannot keep it, he cannot lock the field. Zug the Mechilta, he can't even lock the field and say, listen, I don't want anyone trampling in my sod. Eh? I've spent 6 years working on this sod. I've invested millions of shekel in it, and all of a sudden people start trampling inside of it here. A person can come along and say, listen, I'll lock the doors. I'll take all the produce. I'll get rid of it. I'll take everything together, all the cucumbers and all the gabalda gazakhim, and I'll give them out for free. For a knee, for this, for that. No, Zutta Mechilta, you're not to do that either. He's not allowed to lock the door and prevent anybody from coming in. It has to be hefka for any single person to coming in, which means me'ika hadin. All you have to do is walk into a field after Rosh Hashanah, and if it's vegetables, it's a double poshet, you can take it without any shayla whatsoever. You don't have to ask for shush. You have to obviously be careful of mazik, his field, and although you find it to be careful of different things, beseder. The shayla is clearly achrayim, we showed him already, is what happens if he doesn't make it hefka? Look, it could be. He does not interest it. He poshet doesn't make it hefka. The minchas chinuch over here in mitzvah peidalet declares the shayla whether or not the owner has to make it hefka or it's automatically hefka. The ma'aseh brings over there the mabit and the marit that hold no. I feel if the owner doesn't come along and make it hefka, but the rabboni shalom did, and therefore might not come in if he did or didn't, it's automatically hefka. There are those that were chayiv. The sheet of the Beis Yosef was no. If he was not mafkarit, he has to be mafkarit. And if he wasn't, you're not allowed to take from it. La halacha, the ma'aseh, the chazanish, the pasah shulchan, and others hold that we paskin la halacha. I feel if he wasn't mafkarit, we consider it to be hefka. Mimeila, I'm allowed to go in there, beli rishus. Now, the only thing he is allowed to do is he's allowed to stop A, goyim, and B, behemoth. If he's choshish that goyim are going to come into his sodom and, you know, mess around and be mazik his sodom, or there's going to be animals coming inside also to be mazik it, so the ma'aseh then he's allowed to lock the doors. He can put a sign with his phone number there and say, anybody that wants to come with the greatest of pleasure, here's the phone number, I'll open it for you and everyone. That he's allowed to do. But more than that, he's not allowed to do. Now, you have to know, again, these payers and these yirokas that are inside, you have to know the kedusha shvi'is before you take them. Now, what happens if he did guard it? What happens if the guy, the owner of the Bala Sod over here, decided, that's it, I'm closing the Sod, I'm not interested in people coming to my Sod, what's the halacha? So we have the Esther Bedrosh and Chazal, the Teres Kahanim, and Parashat Baha writes as follows, Leisitza an imven yizirecho min hashomu, v'oretz iya tavoitze, aval atavoitze min hamufga, which is klar, most Rishonim, Tosis, Nibamos, Kukho Beis, the Tosis, and Sukha Lachetet, and Shabbat Natam, holds the only heter you have to go to somebody else's sodom and take his payments for Yerokas or Kedusha Shviz is if he was mafkarit. That means if it is hefka. If he's shomu it, if he guards it, or the person who will shomu b'nevad, it's osa and you cannot take it b'chal. Rashi and others will chaylik on that, and there's a shag in the Rabban exactly how Rashi not pshat. We're not going now into the whole shiddur. The halacha lemaisa. What do we pass in the situation? The Minchas Yitzchok in Chenet Chesem and Unhei, Rapadva in Cheshev Eved as well, paskins the halacha that the Minig Yushalayim is to be machme. That means, Minig Yushalayim tells us you're not allowed to go into a Sodeh if he was not mafkarit, and he was actually locked it, and he shomer it, and he guarded it, then maybe you can't go and do it over there. The Chazanish held that for the Rabbin, the Etzem, you have to be machme, but for Yechidim, especially Mokim Atzorim, if there's a Mokim to be makel. Sorry?
The
Seder? No, no, but if he comes along and he actually shuts a new way, it's called Shomu Beneva, he actually guards it, then even the Chazanish is asking. They didn't get it. Now, if the Bala Sodom just does it for a short amount of time, then stop. He closes at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, he says, I can't take it, I'm going to close the door, he locks it, nobody can come in. A couple of months later, he does tshuva, he says, alright, Beseda, mask him. So then the Kuli Alma, everyone will be masking that you're allowed to go into that Sodom, you can take the payers without any shayla whatsoever. Another is his Nevad, which means if he was over and he was Taka being over on the Kauka in a way that was Asa, you're not allowed the Kuli Alma, the Asa, to have any Hanaf from these payers whatsoever. So this is another shayla to go into the equation. When a person goes into a Sodeh, this is a pleasure just to walk into a Sodeh and take whatever you want. You don't know if he's Shomer, you don't know if he's Nevah, you don't know what the Matzav is, but maybe it's not so pleasure to go into the Sodeh over there. Trumas and Maisus, if you do Taka go in, the halacha is that Shviyas, as we know, is part of Trumas and Maisa. You can go in there, you can start eating whatever you want, there's no shine of Trumas and Maisa. What's the reason? But focus for Shainim. Yesh Oimim, the reason why it's a problem, why it's no Trumas and Maisa, is either because it's Hefka, and Kiyodua, the Ramon, Yeridea, Simon, Rashi, but Allah tells us that anything that's Hefka is not in Trumas HaMaisa. However, other Rishonim will know, they hold that there's a special din by Shvi'is, that Shvi'is has automatically not got a din of Trumas HaMaisa. Now let's continue with this a little bit more. Let's say you're going to a field. No, so again, Lemaisa, I'm allowed to go into a field, I know that he's mafkarit for everybody, you'll see there's going to be signs all over the Sodeh saying, Kan, Shemesh, Shvi'is, we'll see it in the pictures, Be'ez Hashem, when we learn the halachas of what behind the scenes and what the Badats do, which we'll do Be'ez Hashem at a different time. But at Kabbalah, we'll see the signs, people are mafkarit, Be'ez Hashem, there's Kabbalah Yidin out there, that took a mafka, all the Sodeh. So I'm going to go into the Sodeh, it's a Kabbalah Gabinah's manim, a trip for the kids, you take the kids off, you go, and we tell them what Shvi'is is all about, we're going to go inside, what's the halacha? So again, you have to know. Number one, if you know all that offers with it, until now you're okay. What about actually taking it off? It's not so posh. Why? Chazal tell us Again, it's full darshan from Chazal, that you can't take it in the normal way. You can't go to the field and just pluck it off in the normal way. What's considered the normal way is with the face skin in the professional way that a farmer does it. If it's a non-professional way, dying with your dying, that's always considered non-professional, that will be mutter. Another sheen of the poskim today has to be done, and this is extremely negeya to the het that we're going to say in a moment, and that is you can't take so much. Now, this is the big one. Because the mice, if people go to the southern, you go all the way, you go up north, whatever you go, an hour drive, you want to start filling up all the bags and the baskets of all the gewaltig and beautiful fruits and vegetables they have on Kedusha Shvi'is. And the mice, it's a problem. The halacha states, you're not allowed to take more than a few days. Or maybe you've got a big mishpacha a week, but definitely not more than a week. You're only allowed to take a small amount that you need for your bites, not more than that, which is again a shinoi in what Chazal told us. Lemaisa, a person has to be careful of that. Number two, mishus. Even though me'ika hadin, you don't have to ask mishus, there is a rabbi who brings the mishnayis over there, an idiot. Perikave, Etzim, it's a Ramban, and the Ran, and the Zohar as well, and say, you're right, make a din, you don't have to ask Rishus, or a person should ask Rishus. Why? Zuk the Ramban, Zog, the Rishon, the Ravid, and other Rishonim as well, is we want Klal Yisrael not to get this hanhoga of walking into other people's property and taking it. Main Zuk the Ravid, Zuk the Ramban, Zuk the Ran, make a din, don't need Rishus, or it's Kedai for a person, I'll be the Rishonim, that to ask Rishus, even though he doesn't need to, for that reason. People often ask, can you give him a tonne? You want to go to the Bala Sodom and give him a nice Bishvaka Matana as a Shkoyah for, you know, allowing him to take all the fruits, and he's been working years on this. So first him say that's more tense for Seder. Okay. Adkan Chedechalaf. Let's go weiter. Good, so now we know what's considered to be Kedusha Shvi'is, we know what has Kedusha. Here's our big Shaila. What can we do with Peiris Kishvias? What lemaisa can we do with it? So there's a halacha that there's about five or six different halachas that we have to get to, not this time, Ezer Hashem next time. And that is what the Torah darshans, the etzem, a person is allowed to eat it. Nothing else. You can only use it in its normal way. You can't mafsid it, you can't ruin it, you can't use it in an oven that's not normal, for example, cooking something that's raw. All these sorts of halachas that we'll get to. One of the halachas is shaloi l'schoyer, which means chazal darshan. That a person is allowed to eat it, l'achila v'loy l'schoyer, which means you cannot do business with perishes. Come over, come nafkaminis. I mean, these are massive nafkaminis. For example, right, just take a couple of ideas in the schoyer. Shlachmonis. Now, comes to Purim time, right? The mice of people have perishes in the house, yada yada, you have all sorts of wonderful things. You want to give it for shlachmonis? The poskim have a tremendous shayid, you're allowed. Again, I mean, mekayim a mitzvah, or I'm pereya choyv. Right, especially when someone comes to me with a shlachmonis, what do I want to do? I want to give him straight back. A perechoy, keep I owe him something. And I mean, yotze meichiv, and they pay me shvitz. That's what the poskim is, a shayla of perechoy with pay me shvitz, which is awesome. Example number one, we'll speak about it maybe more by Richas next time. Yeah, maybe no, depends if it's the first shlachmonis or the second one, the seder. The next big nafkamin is neighbors. Neighbors that borrow one from the other, right? Happens all the time. You know, you need a couple of potatoes, you need a couple of carrots, this, that, and the other. So you go over to your neighbor, and you want to borrow something. So what's the halacha? You take from him, for example, some potatoes that's not Kedusha Shvi'is. He's got payers from Chutzlaret, he's got payers from Nachman, we'll speak it out in a moment. So I give him back payers Shvi'is. What have I just done? I've just done business with payers Shvi'is. That's awesome. It's a bayah. We have to talk about the halacha and the what to do over here. There's also shaylas of rivis. What do we do with rivis? Rivis is a major shaylas. We show him in Avodah Zorah over there in the Sugya. Go to town to discuss rivis over here. You borrow something that's yes shvi'is, you give him something that's not shvi'is. It doesn't have a market value now, it does have a market value. These are all big and young that we'll speak about at the right time in the situation that we'll get to. Uncle Pony, what do I want to get to? Bosh v'shay. If you can't do schoyer with payers shvi'is, how are they selling it in the shops? How are you getting it? You go to Makola after Rosh Hashanah, you'll immediately find some gewaltig cucumbers and tomatoes and all the other vegetables that were picked after Rosh Hashanah. If they were picked after Rosh Hashanah, they got Kedusha Shvi'is. You can't do Schoira, and they're still charging. What's the halacha? What's the pshat? So here we have what we call Eitzah Beisim. Right, so let's talk about a little bit. I always like to give a little history over here to understand where it's coming from, to understand exactly what yeah, what no, understand all the shittas and the poskim. And then we'll go weiter. So like this. Be'etzem, again, like we said before, very simple. Go to the sodi yourself, start picking all the vegetables and fruits that you need for the week, come back home, and off you go and continue the process. Oh, but it's not gishmak. It's not gishmak, I'm not interested, I'm lazy, can't be bothered, whatever it is. Number one. Number two, wine. Grape juice. I mean, be'etzem, you can go to the places yourself. Go to the vineyards. Go pick your grapes. Start stamping on them. Make yourself some grape juice, make yourself some wine. Beautiful, and you can do that. Oh, but, I don't want to do that. And how to do it and how to make it good, this, that, and the other. So what happens is like this. The basic yisoid is that the basin comes along over here and represents me. That's what the basin are doing. Comes along the basin and says, listen, we'll do all the work for you. We'll hire workers, we'll hire trucks, we'll hire the machinery to make all the pressing of all the grapes, we'll hire the containers to put everything in, we'll hire the lorries to bring them here to Yerushalayim, and eventually we'll distribute them in a fair manner in various places. That's for myself what the Beis Din are doing. They're representing me. Instead of me going, they're going. Now hold on a minute. Can we expect them to work for free? It's a chalish. They're not doing it for free, it costs money. The equipment costs money, the petrol costs money, the trucks cost money, everything costs money. So what's the pshat? So I'm allowed to pay them for that. But I can't pay them for the fruits. So what I do is, and what they do is they charge a price not for the fruits. That's awesome. They can't charge anything for the fruits. The fruits are hefker. The fruits are vane also the schoy. The fruits are free. But they're charging for the equipment and for the deliveries and for the travelling and for the tilcha, whatever it was that's included in that. Lemaisa, according to that cheshvan, it should come out, and it normally does, that oats are based in fruits are very cheap. Because again, you're not paying for the fruit. There's no enough gemina what quality it is and how geschmack it is. Because at the end of the day, you're not paying for the fruit. The fruit is free. You're paying for the tilcha that was involved over there. Now, the makar of this is a tosefta. The Tosefta in Shvi'is Perches, beginning, talks about the shlichim of the Beis Din that used to stand by the Shari Ha'in, and they used to stand over there, and people used to give them all their payers. It's a makoma version of the Tosefta that brings this story of Oitzer Beis Din. Comes along the Rambam, and it's interesting. It's brought down this Tosefta in the Ramban, in the Rashba, in the Ram, and many other different Rishonim. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah doesn't mention a word about Oitzer Beis Din. And it's because of that that many Gedolei Poskim did not hold of the Oitzer Beis Din. That's one of the reasons. Right? You'll hear Beis Hashem, you'll hear, I do hear it, I do hold of it, I don't hold of it. People don't know what's going on. This is one of the reasons. Shita Sarambam seems to be, he didn't hold of this Tosefta, and it's true because the Radvaz brings it down, the Halacha, the Radvaz says that the reason why the Rambam didn't bring it, because it wasn't the Halacha. It's a nice Tosefta, but it wasn't the Halacha. So Akoponim, the Rambam didn't hold of it. Rav Rishonim, if you look at the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran and other Rishonim, did bring down the Tosefta and they held Oitzer Beis Din. Now it's interesting, the Ramban says there are three conditions for Oitzer Beis Din, which the Heidegger Poskim from the Chazon Ish onwards took on the sheet of the Ramban. And that is number one, the Beis Din have Rishus to gather whatever they want, and they can even confiscate from anybody that tries to take, they have the Rishus to take it away. No, this is Oitzer Beis Din. That's number one, the Ramban says. Number two, the Beis Din has the Rishus to harvest the entire Sadeh, even though a private person, you know, take a few days, maybe a week's work. But the Beis Din's of the Ramban, they have the heads to go along and harvest the whole lot. Number three, this is like a vulgar geheta, is that produce that is in Oitzer Beis Din is not shayach beer. Beer is we'll speak about it, is a mitzvah that could be negayah most on the eighth year, which a person has to take all his kedusha shvias and take it outside and be mafkir. We'll speak about it Beis Hashem at a different time. Al kaponim, the Chazon Ish took on this Ramban. Now, lemaisa, until Tof Reish Ayin, there was no Oitzer Beis Din in Yerushalayim. The year Tov Reish Ayin, which is the year 1909, in Yerushalayim, in Rakodesh, they got together, Fidim Rabbonim, and they made the Oitzer Beis Din that was signed by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and Yossi Beis Frank. They signed on the Oitzer Beis Din over there, they passed, and then it was Beseder, and that's what they did. However, they made conditions. Their conditions were as follows. Number one, the items had to be distributed to people that were keeping Shvias. Because again, if you're giving Kedusha Shvi'is to people that are not keeping Shvi'is properly, are not showing the Torah mitzvahs, they're going to be mafsid it, they're going to do schoy with it. And that's awesome. So remaining, you only give it to people that were daka, know your Kedusha Shvi'is. Number two, the orchards had to be available for everybody. Everyone was allowed to come inside and take grapes if you wanted to. Number three, the produce wasn't sold in shops, only in special places, and also was never weighed or measured. And number four, that the harvest was done by Goyim in a way of a shino. That was the way that Yerushalayim then, Tov Reish Ayin, that's how they did the Oitzer Beis Din. The Chazon Ish, however, is much more makel. And the Chazon Ish, when he talks about Oitzer Beis Din, is much more makel, and he writes that the Shliach is allowed to harvest it in the normal way, with the Yiddish workers, he's allowed to weigh it, he's allowed to measure it, because again, he's not doing it because it shows it's his. He's doing it, Pasha, to distribute it to Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason that it's mutter. However, the problem started when people came along with Oitzer Beis Din, and they signed for the Beis Din that year, and then they decided business as usual. Now that was the problem. This is why a lot of the Gedolim this man hazeh do not hold the Dois to Beis Din. Number two, Reuven Yashar Zatzal says that it has to be that there's a shinoi that's nicker in the price of Oitzah Beis Din fruit. If you go to the Makolet and the 8 Oitzah Beis Din fruit, vegetables, whatever, is exactly the same price as normal, then it's a bayah and you can't buy it. It has to be there's a shinoi that's nicker, because the whole yusoid is that you're only paying for the tircha, for the work and everything else, and not for the actual fruit. Reuven Zina Bashol in our Ritzian writes that he doesn't like the Oitzah Beis Din, for the main reason is because of the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't bring it, to be Paskin like the Rambam. Ramosha Sternbuch in his Sefer on Shvius Kehilchasa doesn't also like it for many different reasons. One of them is, like we said before, is because people do Oitzah Beis Din and then they do business as usual, and then it's not, it's a problem because they tackle a Makbid and they're not Makbid the payers. Another reason he says is you need Dayanim that are Mumchen, and it's very, very hard to find. The Minchas Yitzchak also didn't like it, and the Maisa, because of that, the Badats don't give it a Hechsha. We don't generally find the Badats Edis Haredis with Oitzah Beis Din for all of these reasons of Moshe Shlomach and Minchas Yitzchak and all of the other Gedolim from the Badats that came from there that didn't like it because of these different reasons. Now, we have to realize that Oitzah Beis Din is a tremendous risk for the farmer. People think it's a Gevaldik Gezak for the farmer, he gets paid. Baruch Hashem, he can work the field. The Maisa is not true. The farmer is taking a tremendous risk by doing Oitzah Beis Din. But Mr. Gerelit said that he never goes to a farmer or a field to persuade them to do Oitzah Beis Din. Normally the field comes to him, begging him to do Oitzah Beis Din, and he always warns them, by the way, you may lose out. Why would you lose out? Reason number one, you may lose out, is Pashut. Because they're going to keep on doing harvesting more and more and more. It's a lot of tilth, a lot of work. The Lav Dafka will get paid for everything that they harvest. Whatever they distribute, if the Beis Din distributes less, so it means they're going to get paid less. So maybe they might lose out over there. Number two, they are the last people to get paid. The first people the Beis Din pay are the trucks and the delivery people and the equipment. The last people are the farmers, which means very often they're not going to get paid. For example, in the last Shemitah, there are approximately 2.5 million bottles of grape juice that were distributed all over the country and even in the world at different places. They made a Remis and Karelis is based in. They made a cheshbon of the millions of shekel that it cost them to harvest them, to crush them, to bottle them, to distribute them. The millions of shekel that it cost them was basically the same amount that they got back. Which means that basically the farmer almost a lot of times didn't actually get paid for what he did, because the expenses that when they occurred during the Oitzah Beis Din were paid back, not your farmer. So again, it's a very, very risky business for the farmer. They sometimes do it, they sometimes don't. But again, Oitzah Beis Din means you have to find a basin that's a choshev, a basin, because it's not poshut. Because if the basin is not on top of the guy of the Bala Sadeh, he could be working the Sadeh as normal, and therefore there'll be a bayah. In fact, the Milo Oitzah Beis Din, they asked once for Yashiv, they said, what's better? I have a choice. I can buy Oitzah Beis Din wine, or regular wine, right? For chutzot, whatever. What's the bayah? So the bayah is like this. If you buy Oitzah Beis Din wine, you have a problem with Abdallah, for example. What's your problem with Abdallah? The problem is when you make Abdallah with Oitzah Beis Din wine is you can't dip the ner into the yayin after Havdallah. You're not allowed, because obviously you're going to be mafsid the yayin, and that's a big bayah. This is something that we'll speak about by Rishas, and the next year we'll discuss exactly, yeah, how much, how little, that we'll get to. It's a whole different get to discuss that. We'll get to it later. But on Kapon and Stah, they ask, should I buy Oitzah Beis Din and be mafsid that, or buy it from Chutzot and get it? When Yashav Tainin, it's better to buy from Oitzah Beis Din rather and lose out on the minute of putting the candle into the yayin over there. And this is a big issue, because it's something we have to discuss as well later as well, which is Be'etzem Mishitas Ramban. The Ramban holds there is a mitzvah for a person to eat payers of Kedusha Shvi'is. Tremendous issue. And again, we'll see as we have to go right, because we've got lots more to do over here, because we have to discuss Goyim and payers Nachmi Bechole. People always try to get out of it, right? Especially when it comes to Shvi'is. Everybody's looking for the Hector, because I'd rather not buy Shvi'is. Like somebody told me, yeah, just buy the darts, and it comes from a Goy, it comes from Chutzlars, and maybe I've got no problem. So number one, Chaval Azman, you have a mitzvah according to Kama Rishonim, including the Rabban, to eat Peiros Kedusha Shvi'is. And number two, what's the pshat? Everybody's trying to get out of doing a mitzvah, right? Like the Nesiv Yisholim tells us in the beginning. The guns you say that we're sitting here in Eretz Yisrael is not because of this, right? I mean, it's the 9 days now, right? I cannot tell you. How many phone calls have come in of people that have figured out a way to bypass the 9 days in a way that nobody will realize? I had a bottle, somebody walked, he calls up, he wants to be makna all of his clothing to a Sfadi, because now Sfadi's only got Shavusha Chalvoy, and the Sfadi will do the washing for him. So Machaya, Why not? Why not? And I didn't do anything wrong. And the market is fine. It's fine to do the work. Everyone's got Eichet Dimsa. Everyone's got Eichet Dimsa. The same. But our problem when it comes to Shviyas, again, if it's a Choshev Oitzeh based in, according to the Shita that hold it's good, a other person should be knowing. It's more difficult. We'll see. There's all the halachas of a Pach Shvita and how to get rid of it, how not. But the Maisa, this is a Gavaldic exclusive of a person living in Eretz Yisrael. If you look through the Chesidish Shasforim, the Chesidish Shavim, the Sfas MS, of how much a person in Munah and Betochen comes into the Neshama when a person eats the Peiris. Al-Kabon, let's go back. Peiris of an Achmi. Peiris of a Goy. What's the halacha of Peiris of a Goy? Now, this is something, again, another section in the Makolet will be not only from the 6th year, not only from Moitzah based in, but also be Yibul Nachmi when it comes from a Goy. So this is obviously one of the most controversial halachas, before we get to the next one, is the Shaila of Yibul Nachmi. And that goes like this. Etzim, it starts from the Chazal of Teres Kahanim, brings a drosha, v'hoysa Shabbos ha'oris v'chem, lochem v'loy la'acherim, which means, l'choy v'poshe pshat, that the Kedusha of Kedusha Shviz is only lochem, only for Klal Yisrael, but it's not for other people. Memela, according to that, according to Teres Kahanim, a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, obviously not called Slowitz, but he owns an Eretz Yisrael, has no Kedusha Shviz b'chal. As though you're Teres Kahanim. Then there's a Ramba, very interesting Ramba. The Rambam says over here, Shmita v'Yovel Perik Dalet Alok Chof Tes, Goy Shekona Karka Be'eretz Yisrael, V'Zoya V'Shvi'is Peiroseha Mutorim. Fusha Rambam. That's what we have in Shvi'is basically. The Rambam says that a Goy buys Karka here in Eretz Yisrael and he plants on it. The Peiros that come out are Muta. What does Muta mean? Zot the Kesef Mishnah. Muta Lagamri. No Kedusha Shvi'is Bachal. Azoy Shdeikin Kesef Mishnah. Comes along the Mabit, and the Mabit says, Chas v'shalom, stop chatting the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about mutter to eat. I'll speak him, it's not a problem, but about that, it's Kedusha Shviz. So we have over here one of the biggest machlokes we show them that there isn't Shviz. For example, many, many poskim are making, they hold that a goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the payers are not Kedusha Shviz. That was the Pshat in the Beis Yosef and the Sefer Avkus Reuchel. The Baas HaShulchan writes, Kachos the Minig in Eretz Yisrael to be Mekel. The Radvaz, the Drisha, the Marikash, the Levush, the Buki Yosef, all of them write at the Beis Yosef that Lemaisa, Karka that was owned by the Yid, a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, is not got Kedusha Shviz. Yesh Holkin, as we mentioned, the Mabit. We have also the Shlok Kodesh, the Marit, the Chazanish, the Marul Diskin, in Meyosha, the stipler, and they held no, and Avadit has Kedusha Shviz. So the Maisa, we have a tremendous machlokes. What's the halacha? And again, this is soon again. A person goes, for example, to the Makola and he has there Goyisha produce, right? You will not know, that's what it's going to say, something like that. What's the halacha? So the Maisa, the post container in Yushalayim, the minig was to be Mekel, like the Beis Yosef, as Ozosh didn't pass a Shulchan, as Ozosh didn't come and score that the Maisa, that's the halacha in Yushalayim, the minig was to be Mekel. That was Perish from a Nochri, do not have Kedusha Shviz. You can act as normal with them as you do the other 6 years before. That. However, Rav Moshe Netshuva in Yigus Moshe Chedah Gimel Shem Kuf Lama Gimel, Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal and others wanted a time to know even in Yerushalayim there's a mokum to be machmeh. But again, everyone's masking outside Yerushalayim, you have to be machmeh, that means it's got Kedusha Shviz. Now here starts a whole string of different shayas. What happens if you go from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak? Well, you have a Shabbos of Bnei Brak. What's the halacha? Shabbos of Bnei Brak, Kiryat Sefer, Beit Shemesh, I don't know where. What's the nachamina? You have a halacha, you take with you some wonderful payers, a payers nachri. Now what's the halacha? You're in Bnei Brak, you're in Beit Shemesh. What's the halacha in such a case? So the Maaseh of Nashon Paskin in such a case, where you can go in private, like the minig where you came from, but in public, you should go with the minig where you are now. Which means if you're doing something in public, don't start throwing out all the sorts of things that you'll see over there that we'll talk about in public, but in private, in your own house, even if you're not in Yerushalayim, you can be mekel like the minig in Yerushalayim, that it's not got Kedusha Shviz. And obviously, it's taket, the same thing when a person comes from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, which was Shem Zalman asked the famous Kasha, what happens if you have someone in your house, for example, from Bnei Brak. Now, I in my house, for example, would not treat Peiris Nachmi with Kedusha Shviz, Yerushalayim, as always the minute I have someone coming to me who's from Bnei Brak, do I have to tell him or not? Now, he's going to start seeing in my house all sorts of things he won't know what I've got. Maybe things I've got Peiris Chutzlaretz. So the Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman and Avada, I have to tell him it's got Kedusha Shviz according to his Shita because it comes from Bnei Brak. Similar shayla, if a person's in a restaurant A person's in a hotel, right? A similar idea as well. Let's say here in Yerushalayim, in a restaurant. Now, he apparently wants to be machmir. He holds Rabbi Yashin, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Chulay, the Chazon Ish. I want to be machmir, Peiris of Anochri. Yeah, got Kedusha Shviz. Now he goes to a hotel or a restaurant, or he goes to his friend's house. And then, knowing to be makel, what's the law for now? Now, to be careful. Because whenever I leave on my plate, they are going to be thrown directly into the garbage, into the bin. Now, I hold that's awesome, because I hold it's got Kedusha Shviz. And all the leftovers from the vegetables and everything which have achila to them, you can't just throw out. So what do I do? So it depends on the paiskim. If I hold the emes that the Chazon Ish was right and it's got Kedusha Shviz, I've got to finish off every morsel on my plate. Otherwise, I'm being over on an issa. Masha'inkin, if I'm only machmeh, then I can be makel and I can leave it, and it's only a grammar. We'll speak about grammar, so which the whole different gather, we'll get over there. Yibul machmeh be'etzem is very, very difficult. Be'ez Hashem, after Yom Tov, probably B'lineda, will have a slideshow to show the Olam exactly what goes on behind the scenes of the Vedat, the Haredis, the surveillance that they do to make sure that it comes from a Goy or not. It goes through a tremendous, tremendous process. The best thing, obviously, would be Chutz Oretz. That's the best. Then, you know, the Kuli Alma, Side the Chazon Ish, and everyone will be masking that if it comes from Chutz Oretz, about the Beseda and about the Shemitah, Taka try to get payments that come from Chutz Oretz, and this way you've got no Chashash B'chalal. And it's Vada got no Kedusha Shviz, and you can do whatever you want. And again, people that have young kids in the house, it's the best answer for them in a lot of cases, because again, otherwise they're going to be shyness of a hefzer that a person is a problem. Agav, we have to mention the Avichah. We have to mention the Heilige Avichah, right? We mentioned it once before about the Nes, by Tzfas, when he told all the Olam, that right before the earthquake in Tzfas, 150 years ago, whatever it was, that anybody who wants to live should come over me, and everybody came running over him, and the whole place shook, and the whole place fell down, except for the Mokhan that it was. The Heilige Avichah. He once said, he had a Kabbalah, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, I'm a Kabbalah on myself to only eat Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And then came the year of Shemitah, there was come out nothing to eat, and everybody was busy taking in Kemach from Chutz Laretz, and they asked him, no. And he said, no, I'm a Kabbalah myself only to take in my mouth things that come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Laretz. And he wanted to tell him like this, he went to Santa Taina, he wanted to say that when the Torah says, my loichel b'shana shviyis, right, there is a, what's a person going to eat? Zubda Avichah, slicha, when you answer back, Pasha, we might get payers from Chutz Laretz. And Amai, Zubda Avichah, that wasn't the Derek, that's not what a person should do, that's what he wanted to tie in. As a Hadoma to the next halacha, we have to mention this Chazon Ish. A fellow came to the Chazon Ish, and he wanted to tie in a certain kulun and shmita in the Chazon Ish, and he said to the Chazon Ish, listen, shmita bismana zer is a real drabonon. No, we don't have to be so machmi. And the Chazon Ish, mamish, we didn't like it. And he said, you look around, right of the halachas that we have, this man has there, come on, everything's true upon him anyway. I don't know what that means, because I think there are a lot of derisions to say that, but upon him, there is a Chazon Ish, that there's a lot of derabonis. For example, he gives the example of Malichas Bossa. He said, when a person takes out the blood from meat, right, it's a derabonis. Very poisonous, like the shiny. Hold it, it's a derabonis, right, Dam Shemolcha. It's a derabonis. If a person of the Chazon Ish eats meat that has blood in it, it's ki'ilu, he ate mamish nebeinis v'shreifus. So at the kach, the Chazon Ish held the person has to be so careful, after the bizman hazeh, that could there, that shviz is only drabon, beseda. Al yidei zeh, we can now start the next halacha. Heta mechira. Heta mechira. Where did it come from? What basis is it relying on? Is it the gay of bizman hazeh? That's the obvious shayla. The concept of Heta Mechira started like this as a Dovah Pashat. If you hold that, the character that belonged to a goy does not have Kedusha, very simple. Go take a character that belonged to him, sell it to a goy, and now that a goy owns it, no way up. Let the goy work the Sadet, Machrik is better, and Vashi and Tosis, and the goy's allowed, or it's allowed, but at the bottom, somebody allowed it to keep on working. You can sell it, you can get a Schoyer with it, you can be Mavsid, you can do whatever you want. A Gavalda Geita. And Be'etzim, a person should ask himself, what is this different to Mechira's Chometz? I mean, everybody sells the Chometz. What's the difference? And Be'etzim, the Tshuvas, Mishuris, Yaakov, Chelek, Nun Gimel, and Yeredeh, right? It's the same thing. He wants a time that's as though Mechira's Chometz, which is a big Chiddush. Because they were replacing Mechilek, and they said, no. What's the Chelek? It's a Pasha the Chelek, amongst many. One of the biggest Chelukim to say that selling character of Eretz Yisrael to a God is not doimet to Mechira's Chometz. It's not a Pasha. By Mechira's Chometz, we have a Tosefta, we have a Gemara, we have a Mishnah. It's Mufush Mechira's Chometz. Over here, we have absolutely nothing. Faket, we have Kulas in Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksofin, for example, right? The Gemara tells us that we have Kisila, we have, for example, Kulas that Chazal gave us because the Oyun couldn't cope with it. So in Achanami, Chazal gave us Kulas. There's not one Kula by Shvi is to say, go and sell it to a Goy. Now, Chazal obviously knew this letter and didn't say it. which is one of the biggest reasons that the person can say it's not doyma to mechilus chometz and avada, it's got no shaykes one to the other. Now, a little bit of the history to understand what went on over here. In 1882, which is Tofresh Mem Beis, there were a very few amount of farmers here in Eretz Yisrael that kept Shmita. Very, very few. By the next Shmita, which was 1889, which is Tofresh Mem Tes, there were a big amount of Jewish farmers, from farmers that wanted to keep Shviyas. The problem was, it was a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. They came to the Gedolim in Europe and they said, we want to keep Shmita, but it's Pashut not Shaykh. We can't do it because otherwise everyone will starve. It's Matzah B'Kuch Nefesh, there's nothing to eat, and therefore everybody will die. That was what they came with to the Shaila, to the European Rabbonim, and they said, what we want to do is Hetzer Mechira. We want to sell the cargo to a guy, let him continue working it, let us eat it. We don't have what to eat. We don't have what to eat. So Rav Naftali Herzog, who was the Rav of Yaffa at the time, got the Shaila, took the Shaila to all the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael and the Gedolim in Europe. And the Maaseh in Europe, there were many, many Gedolim that were Mekel and held, yeah, you could do the Hetzer Mechira. Rabbi Yeshua Kutno, Rabbi Yisrael Engel, Rabbi Yeshua Malib, there were many, many Gedolim Poskim in Europe, attack a Mekel and held Mechira was Mutter only for this year. It was a Shas Adchak, Matzah of Pikuach Nefesh, we could be Mekel, or Rosh Hashanah, you could be Mekel. There were many Gedolim in Europe that were Machmeh, the Netziv, the Beis Halevi, Doruch HaShulchan, David Kalina, many of the Gedolim in Europe were tackled also Machmes. In Europe there was a big Shaila. They took the Shaila to Lesman, the Pali, the God of Ador. The God of Ador was the Mitzvah of Chonav Spekta, the Rav of Kovno, and they asked him what to do. The Maisa God of Ador paskind, you could do the Mechira. Hetem Mechira is Mutter for this year, it's a Yoy Shob, Kuach Nefesh, but go and ask the Gedolim in Yerushalayim exactly how to do it. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Beseder, the problem was when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, came back to Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, he had a big baya. Because the Gedolim here in Yerushalayim were not stum against it, but they were extremely against it, opposed to it in an unbelievable manner. And Fakir, if you look in the old Svarim in Shmita, you'll find the letter that was signed by Yerushalayim Lev Diskin, Rav Shmuel Salant. It's writing over there, and it's a goal for a person to do Hetzer Mechira. There's no Hetzer Bechlal. And they had a Gevaldige Yisoid. They wanted the Taina, Pirashim Bayikra. Rashi says that the 70 years of Golas that were between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shenis of Rashi was why? Of the 70 Shmitas that they didn't become from the time they came to Eretz Yisrael and in Golas. Memela, they wanted a taina of Shmuel Salant, Shmuel Diskin. They wanted a taina that Paket, it's a punishment for not keeping Shviyas. Memela, if we keep Shviyas, it will be a Gabalda Guschus, and Aniday Zed the Gula will come. That's what they wanted a taina. Now, Rav Hirsch didn't know what to do, because again, the Gedolim and Chutzlaretz in Europe were generally Mekel, and over here they were generally Machmeh, so he didn't know what to do. What he did was he took it to one of the Sephardi Gedolim, who had done it previously, and he said, okay, you do it for me. That's what they did, the Maisa. What happened, the Maisa? Some did, some didn't. Meaning, some of the farmers, Taka, were Maskim, and they said, okay, we'll do Hetzer Mechira, Pikuach Nefesh. Others said, no, we're not doing it, Kfi the Gedolim, and we're going to keep Shmita 100%, like the Gedolim promised, there'll be tremendous bracha if a person Taka keeps it. In the year Tofresh Nun Bo, 1896, Rav Hirsch came to the next Shvius, came to the next Shemitah cycle, didn't know what to do. Last time I got some Achleikis, what's he going to do 7 years later? He decided to pose the Shaila again. This time, the two Gedolim of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Salat, Yerushalayim, Diskin, approved the Mechira. Not only did they approve it, but they started telling him ways on how to do it in the best possible way. The Shaila is what changed. All of a sudden, 7 years ago, these were the Gedolim that said Chas V'Sholem, are the same Gedolim that say it's Mutter. What's the pshat? So the pshat was, when they originally 7 years ago got the Shaila, is they held up Yidden Baruch Hashem came back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, to come back to Eretz Yisrael and sell everything back to the Goyim, and not to be kind, the mitzvahs of Tuluim Ba'aretz, it's Mamash HaChaval, it's Man, this was the Gans Mesivis Nefesh, of Klal Yisrael to be over here, so Mamela, they were Machmeh. When they realized, and they saw that people Pasha couldn't cope, and what people were doing was not keeping Shmita Bechlal, so they said, listen, Tefastim Rubalot, Tefastim Mamela, we'll at least do Hetem Mechira, and how much people will be keeping some kind of Shmita. Al-Kabon, and that's the reason why they changed over there, and that was how it continued and continued and continued, as a Yor Shah. Now, it's a double poshut without any shaila whatsoever. that the Gedolim who matted it there would never had a havamina to matter it bisman hazeh without toshin ayin dalim, it's a dove of toshin ayin hey, because again we're not living in the same situation. We have payers from chutz lo'etz, we have payers from emster Gedolim that we actually own it, we don't have to sell it to them in order to have what to eat, so it's a dove of poshut. Another reason as well
is that a lot of the goyim, when they did Heta Mechira, was signed it and then continued business as usual.
They continued the Heta Mechira, they continued working as normal, Shchor as normal, they were mafkarit, it was a big bayah, and therefore they weren't yotze at all the Heta Mechira, because they didn't even do what the Takana was meant to do. Another reason as well was because of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Chof, the Chazanish held of Mamish, this was the Yisoid, that is Lois Sechonim, which Avadat was what the Gedolim person can bring down, or the Tzin Abishon, or the Tzin as well says, that we're dealing with Lois Sechonim as an Issa Doraisa for a person to sell Kedusha, sell Eretz Yisrael. That's why by Mechimus Chomets we know we don't sell the land to the Goy, we rent it to him, because of Lois Sechonim. And he days is with the Chazanish, not even that, we have a Shah of Lois Sechonim, but Einshlech Edva Avera, which means the Mechira was never Chal.
So it means that what you're eating from is not stam a heta mechira. You're eating from peiros that were worked on be'issa doraisa by the balav sadeh, which is most absolutely no heta using ein shliach dvar avera. The mechira was a chal, and there's many other different reasons, obviously, that the person didn't like it. And then obviously after that came the chazanish, as we know, the chibinirah, the gerer, the piskur. All didn't like obviously the heta mechira is a double posha. We'll end with one last yisoid, and that is the chazanish. Once they came to him with a letter to go against the whole, there was a matzav of selling different halakim of land of Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. And the Chazanish, you know, saw how they were so upset by it. And he said to them, this is what upsets you. A few pieces of land here and there that you're giving to Arabs. And when they sell all the land of Eretz Yisrael to the goyim be'ed mechir, that doesn't bother you. He mamash held it al kedekah. We'll finish for today. Be'ez Hashem next year, which will be Mitzvah Shem in Elul, we'll discuss exactly once I have Kedusha Shvi'is Peiros, what to do with it, how to cook with it, how to deal with the kitchen. Be'ez Hashem.